I can't hear you. I can barely hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Evelio Zacarias Jr.
Can you hear Mr. Comanis, the Honorable Mr. Comanis, can you hear him okay?
I can only make out a few words for some reason, maybe. I am sorry, sir, they can put the volume up. Okay, maybe now.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah, sir, you're better now.
Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Zacarias, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly now, sir.
That's good. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My full name is Aurelio Zacarias Figueroa Jr. My ADC number is 251-789.
Thank you, sir. Just give me 1 second. We have quite a bit of paperwork here today, but we'll get started in just a second.
No problem, sir. Thank you.
There we go. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision.
That is correct, sir.
This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been informed notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 24th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Very good. That form listed your human rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the individual closest to you. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Zacarias, and I have to admit, I'm semi-fluent in Spanish, but you have a very original last name. That's a great name.
Okay.
Zacarias. Okay. So, Mr. Zacarias and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you're firm?
Yes, sir.
I do, and I also need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Yes. Give me 1 minute.
Yes, sir. At the bottom of the date of release, it has 7/12/2013.
Yes, sir.
It should be 11/20/17.
11/20/17. 17. I will make an initial, and it is checked.
Thank you, sir.
Noted. Okay, back to Mr. Zacarias. Before we get started, we didn't get there yet. We didn't swear you in, did we, Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Did we swear you in? For some reason.
We can do it again if you want.
No. For some reason, I got ahead of myself. Okay, Mr. Zacarias, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be determined whether you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now, keep in mind, there's a separate vote that passes from phase one to phase two, so if you hear that vote, try not to be alarmed. It's a part of the hearing that passes from one to two. It's not the end of the hearing. So, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Thank you. I will not.
I'm sorry if I want to be rude to you. I want to call you Your Honor, or what do I say?
Oh, you know, not, we are a citizen board, we are, not to get complicated, we're called a quasi-judicial panel. We don't work for the judiciary, so we're not a court, we work for the executive branch, but it, we do behave a lot like administrative judges. We're not judges, so just calling us Sir or Mr. Quinones, that's fine.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And we call you Sir too, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so, Mr. Sakarias, I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and padlocks are probably about to lapse in the criminal raising company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number one, is demonstrated by a failure to report to a assigned parole officer within one working day after release from prison on or about November 20th, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Sakarias, is this true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay. Based on Mr. Sakarias' admission of true, based on his admission, I'm going to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in criminal agent company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Dr. Ryan, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Sakarias, before we continue, I'm going to make sure that you're aware of something. This hearing is your right. We're not going to stop that, but out of courtesy, we will say that it looks like you only have about, just 1 second, about 22 days left on your prison sentence. So at this point, with that little time left, we often ask the people inside the correction system whether or not they want to continue with the hearing or just kill their number. The reason why we give this option is because it takes so much admin time to return you to community supervision. That time will be pretty much burned up before you get to that point anyways. So yes, it is possible that you can get out a day or two early. I don't want to deny that. But there's a good possibility it would take that much time for you just to get through the paperwork to be released. So do you want to continue the hearing, which is your right, or do you want to kill your number?
To be frank with you, I got arrested, and I know I took my number on the 13th with the will of God. I should go home that day. I think I need all that time because I've been doing a lot of reflecting and thinking, and it's putting me to think. And I think that every day that I'm in here, the longer I'm in here to my release date, it probably worked out better for me because it gave me time to just reflect on my actions, time to grow up. So I think I would deny having to come back and I messed up. I didn't show up for parole and nothing. So I think I'm more deserved to stay here to my release date, sir, to be quite frank with you.
Well, again, sir, that is your choice, but I do want to commend you for the reflection, for thinking about where you're at, because that's a good sign that maybe you're ready to come out after this short prison sentence. And be productive and responsible. We certainly don't want to see you in orange anymore or you know, getting in trouble with the law or going through the criminal justice system again. So I got to admit, I admire you for seeing it that way. But I also want you to know that we're not denying you your right to this hearing. We're just saying it's going to take that much time anyway. So it is your choice.
I really need the time to. I work out there. I work for a living, thank God. And I've got to work on my temper. Within years, I've been going through trials and tribulations in my temper, and I'm turning my walk pretty good this time in a way that I wouldn't be able to do before, so I really think this is for the better for me. I really do think that I'm tired of being in orange.
Okay, sir. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to read the second motion, and we'll have a real short discussion, and then we're going to end this hearing. But based on the discussion with Mr. Sakarias, the information provided to us, and the warrant number 2017W3927, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sakarias was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse with the lawyers and company, inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 7 months, and we could not account for his activity, and that is my motion.
Seconded
by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Sakarias, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about June 13, 2018. 19, again, that's about 21 or 22 days away. So we do wish you a safe, productive, responsible return to the community. As we stated, take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return to the community. Hopefully you have family and support out there. It sounds like you said you're a working person. And we hope to never see you inside of the Department of Corrections. So we wish you a successful return, man. We wish you a successful return.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and thank you for your time. And I'm at the right place right now. I really need this, and I'm happy with the, we all agree on the same thing. And hopefully this is the last time we meet each other, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, sir. The hearing is concluded. Stay safe, and we wish you the best.
I love that. Thank you.